The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Good morning. This 3 News Now weather alert update is brought to you by Exarbon ARS Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Well, the official start of summer is here, and so comes the heat. Yeah. 98 expected for the high today, but there could be some storms rolling in this evening. A chance of showers and storms, mainly after 10 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, some maybe some storms possible with 93 expected for the high on Thursday. Right now, 71 degrees. Watch the 3 News Now weather alert team, the team technology and experience to keep you safe and informed. It's 6:07. Here are your news headlines. Well, the latest in College World Series action. Sadly, it was Texas A&M that got sent packing yesterday during the afternoon game. TCU fought on to stay. The late game was Florida for the win, 5-1 over Louisville.
Yeah, two giant homers. So Gators are hitting homer ball.
Homer ball.
Like the what got there. So yeah, that was pretty awesome.
So today, just one game, 6 o'clock, LSU versus Florida State on ESPN. The winner of this game will go on to play to face Oregon State on Friday.
So winds tonight, 15 to 25 miles an hour out of the south. So it's going to be hard to get a home run over like right field and center. But I don't know, maybe that could push it off over left field wall.
It could.
Fingers crossed for some of those guys.
These guys are hitting it out of the park. I mean, not out of the park, but they're hitting. I mean, these guys are good this year. They're
long balls. Yeah, they're on pace to break the home run record. Yeah, so we have 10 so far. Because it's a new ball. They introduced a new baseball in 2015 because people complained that there weren't enough home runs.
Yeah.
Playing too much small ball. So it's supposed to be a home run friendly ball.
And does that mean it's lighter? What does it do? I mean, is it
when it hits at a certain velocity, these wings come out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's almost
it's
like
made out of Nerf.
It's almost like a snitch from Harry Potter.
Some kind of, I don't know, they redesigned. Yeah. It's like a flat seam baseball.
Yeah.
That's easier.
It's wind resistant.
I still think it's hard. So
I think it's unfair for teams that play home run ball to get here, and then you get into that ballpark and
you can't hit home runs. Can't hit it at all. Yeah.
It's got to do something for your self-esteem, but confidence. You know, like where you're used to hitting a certain way. I still think it's so strange that they use aluminum bats. You know, because when you get to the majors, you're going to start using wood. I never understood.
They say it's a green thing that colleges couldn't afford the budgets on broken bats. That's the story that they've always said.
I've always wondered what that was.
You break bats. They're, you know, the wooden bats are expensive. Yeah. But, it, you know, in hockey, hockey used to have wooden hockey sticks and forever. Yeah. There were aluminum, and now they're these composite sticks. Those things are all like $200 a piece.
Yeah. They're not cheap.
Hockey players snap them all the time.
Yeah, you always see them.
They break much easier than wood.
The wooden? Really?
That's kind of frustrating.
Was it just lighter? Is that the idea?
But those are $200 a pop.
Yeah.
They can shoot it way harder.
Did you guys see the guy? I want to say it was Sunday on Father's Day that some bat got loose out of a batter's hand and flew into the stadium, hit him right in the head.
Hit him in the face.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, be careful, man.
No.
Well,
yeah, no kidding.
HBO's Real Sports did a story a couple years ago about how often in Major League Baseball, foul balls and bats go into the stands.
Oh, geez, I'll bet it's a lot.
They're saying it's a lot.
Yeah.
Like
heads
in Japan, up. The nets all over.
All the way around.
It's impossible.
Like it's
they're very wary of it. And they're like, I guess Americans don't seem to be too concerned.
We just don't pay attention.
We live on the edge.
Well, we just all take right. it like the, hey. There's a chance happens. You might get hit by a bat.
Or a ball.
Yeah.
I don't like sitting in foul zones.
I don't want to get a ball to the face.
So the Real Sports, the cool thing they were doing on Real Sports is they were breaking down the speed and the distance of where most of those foul balls go.
Yeah.
And so they had a person standing there with a plexiglass in front of them.
Okay.
They set up seats like you're eating a dog.
Yeah.
And then it's Bryant Gumbel saying, okay, we're going to shoot balls at your face.
Oh.
Let's see when you're ready. If you can react, no one could get their hand up in time.
Oh, God,
like,
no.
Now try and do it with a hot dog and a beer in your hand.
Yeah, or having a conversation.
And they did it over and over. And some of these guys were baseball players.
Oh, geez.
And it's bam. I mean, the speed, the average speed that it's coming off the bat.
Yeah. Oh, I'll bet.
Well, heads up down there.
Well, that's why you need to bring a kid with a glove.
I tell you what, witnessing that kid catch that first home run this year right in front of me was the most awesome experience. I didn't even catch the thing.
Well, you had two beers in your hand.
You're like, I'd catch
it. And a hot dog in your mouth. He was going, carpet! Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
I can't take a ball to the face.
Wylene was like, I don't think I would be able to, I'd have to, you know, I'd have to run away from the ball. I'm like, no, you will catch that ball.
I need it. My hands aren't free.
Yeah. So.
Well, Omaha is known as the longest host of the College World Series, but it could soon become home to the College Baseball Hall of Fame.
Really?
Yeah, the Douglas County Board voted yesterday to give $20,000 to the Omaha Convention and Visitors Bureau for a feasibility study. So there's a real estate executive leading the group hoping to build a year-round museum to college baseball right here.
There isn't one? One does not exist? Or I would imagine it would be a piece of Cooperstown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well,
just a tribute to all of baseball, maybe there. Because there's a mobile Cooperstown right now down at the College World Series.
Yeah, that's what I figured, that they traveled with that thing. So this is going to be a permanent base. Also, another museum I won't go to. Sweet.
Another museum I won't go to. Who knows? Maybe this will be the one that finally woos you.
What will it be called, the College Baseball Hall of Fame?
It's the College Baseball Hall of Fame. They've got a website, but I don't see where... I don't know if it's someplace different now or if it's just sort of like the idea of it. But, I mean, the museum is, I don't know if it actually, Lubbock. There's a firm based in Lubbock, and they're nearing the end of a design phase. So I don't think it actually exists yet.
Right now, it's just an idea.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's just an idea. But they're talking about, hey, well, why don't we have it here on account of the fact that this is where the College World Series happens. Well, and
they'll get more viewers out of it in the end because, I mean, yeah, college fans come here and...
Sure.
For the baseball games and all that stuff. And,
well, you'll give them something to do on that off day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Or rain days. Omaha Mayor Jean Stothert is outlining her plans to annex 3 new districts. The scourge is coming. We're expanding. The city could take in fewer than 1,000 new residents. It's a smaller annexation package than previous years. But
it's
Lake Cunningham Hills,
oh, really?
Pacific Springs Village, and West Dodge Place. They're like just these little pockets. It's so interesting, like unincorporated little things. Like if you look around it, it's surrounded by quote unquote Omaha. It's just these little.
It's a different tax rate too. Those people have to pay for their own garbage.
Right.
Yeah, that's generally the deal. If you pay for your own garbage, you're not in Omaha.
Pay for your own garbage, pay for your own street services. Yep. I mean, but the deal is that a lot of times when these places get annexed, they're like, dude, we had better services when we were paying for it.
You bet. And less taxes.
Yes. Yeah. So the mayor's office said, you know, it's like a valuation of the property that they're talking about taking it. While it's just like 900 actual residents, the property is $119.5 million. So it would estimate that the city would take in about $6 million in property taxes, plus $3 million in sales taxes over the next 10 years. So hence, they're very interested in getting their hands on it. Uber CEO and co-founder Travis Kalanick is stepping down. The head of the ride-hailing service was already on leave of absence following several scandals inside the company, including allegations of rampant sexual harassment there at Uber. So he was facing strong opposition from shareholders. He gave a statement saying that he loves Uber more than anything in the world. And it was a difficult moment, but he's, you know, basically stepping down. No, but Uber announced yesterday that it's going to now give passengers in the United States the option to tip their drivers.
Yeah, they're going to put a thing on your phone. Like, I think Lyft has that. You can tip.
Built-in tipping option. The ride-sharing service revealed plans to charge riders by the minute if they keep drivers waiting more than 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's slowly but surely will become cabs. I mean, this is what we've always said. Enjoy it now. This is the greatest it'll ever be.
Yeah.
Yep.
Uber is also reducing the time that riders have to cancel a ride to avoid being slapped with the $5 fee from 5 minutes to 2 minutes after summoning a driver. So it used to be before that if you, you know, you hailed one and then, you know, like, no, no, stay. It's like, all right, I can change it. And you wouldn't get, you know, a right. fee now.
It's the Wild Wild West. It's still Gary showing up or Pam. Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm Pam. I've been doing this for a week. It's fun.
Give it time. We're saying it'll be, hi, I'm Gary. This is my job. So shut up. Your back.
Let's go.
Don't touch anything. Mm-hmm. This isn't my car. Yes, it's yellow.
Yeah.
And I'm fighting with dispatch.
Oh, those guys are jerks.
Give it time.
Man, they give all the good stuff to Steve.
Most people tip now. I mean, you're supposed to tip. I always try and tip unless I can't break a 20.
Yeah, I guess
thought
you
weren't supposed to give them cash.
Well, yes, you are. Once. Anyone who says that is a jerk.
Yeah.
They won't let us. Yes, I'm sure they're all going to, no one takes money. Yeah, you always tip them.
Yeah, give them something.
You give them 5 stars. Give them a tip if you can, you know,
hell,
if you got cash.
$1.
The worst is I'll go into the wallet, then you draw in and you don't have a 5 or any singles.
Yeah.
You
very
have a
convenient.
20.
Very
no, and it
convenient.
Is. It's like, dude, if you guys want to get tipped, I mean, didn't you ever wait tables? Be
have
able to make change.
Exactly. Have some change. I mean, you already got a bowl of candy in the middle of it.
So, like, you get your wallet out, and you're like, hey, can you break a 20? And the guy's like, no. And I'll go, high five? Yep. I'll go, 5 stars? 5 stars?
It's like, get out of my car. Get out of my car! Uber is not going to be taking part of the tips given drivers. It'll continue to collect a portion of the ride cancellation fees, but the new waiting time charges, but the tips go directly to the drivers.
But all those other fees you said go to Uber?
Yes.
See, this will be the thing to watch, how much Uber slowly starts biting in on the driver's cut, because it's worthwhile now because the drivers get a bigger cut than what a cabbie gets.
Yes, but that's changing.
So, yeah, so Uber gets a portion of the cancellation fees and the new waiting time charges. So those new waiting time charges is probably just another grab for Uber to make a couple extra bucks, because I don't necessarily know if the drivers,
pretty soon they'll have a dispatch center.
Yes.
And next thing you know, like, how are you not a cab? How are you not a cab?
Yeah, in the beginning, I mean, I've talked to, we all talked to him, but in the beginning, I guess these Uber guys are making a killing. No. But one of the last times I was with someone, he was like, man, they've taken so much from us. I don't know how much more I can do it.
Well, that might have been his
because they're driving their own car. I mean, that's what
they still get sucks. A better cut. It's still a pretty good deal.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's still a good deal. Just not what it was. But it's just going to get smaller. Man.
Time to maybe rethink your opinion of coconut oil. The American Heart Association recently released a report advising against the use of coconut oil. Despite what we all may have heard, apparently it's not healthy. The American Heart Association said that coconut oil increases bad cholesterol. It contains more
saturated... You're talking about cooking with like virgin coconut oil?
Yeah.
Like the original coconut oil is like what people would use to make popcorn.
Right.
No, that's really bad.
Okay. This is the new stuff.
Virgin coconut oil, which has been trendy, people cook with. Is that what they're talking about?
Yeah, they're talking about the coconut oil where it's like white, like it comes in jars or whatever, and you use it to, it's like instead
it's
of olive oil.
I
use, yeah, exactly. Or people bake with it, that kind of thing.
What are they saying?
They're saying that it's got more saturated fat than butter, beef, or pork lard. So, like, for example, pork lard has 39% saturated fat, but coconut oil, 82%. I mean, that's pretty crazy when you think about pork lard. You're like, lard, it has the word lard in it. Doesn't that immediately mean that it is the worst? They're like, no, actually, it's the best.
So how do they get this wrong? I mean, so how do they?
I don't know. So the Heart Association says it advises against consuming coconut oil because it increases the chance of cardiovascular disease. They say it increases in 7 out of 7 controlled trials every single time it came in as bad, bad, bad.
Why have they all these years been recommending, hey, do your coconut oil.
Cook with it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was the Heart Association that was saying that. I don't know. I can't. These are very good questions. And I would love to be a doctor.
Damned if you do. We need to have a category because every day we do it. Every day we read a story.
Yeah.
That is opposite land.
It's opposite land. Yeah.
This makes sense to me. I've always been a little suspect of the coconut oil trend just because I was like, I always thought coconut oil was like super decadent. I mean, in my mind, I mean, it just, nothing gets to look and taste that good and not be like, So I go, I guess it still might not be as bad to opt for vegetable oil or olive oil. They say, you know, coconut oil can still be an effective moisturizer and hair conditioner, but actually consuming it really could be a problem for the old cardiovascular system. So just a heads up. I know many people say it's bad because, like, you know, butter's gotten this bad reputation and it really isn't all that crazy. I mean, like, so again, you're talking about saturated fats, 82% in coconut oil, 63% in butter. So, I mean, unless it's like for dietary reasons that you're cutting butter out, like I can't do dairy or something, like it's really not that crazy bad when you compare it against.
But I mean, if you think of all the food science that they told our grandparents, they were wrong on everything.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, it was all bad advice. And used to tell them cigarettes were good for you.
Eat 75 eggs a day, fried in bacon fat and whatever. But then again, maybe not so terrible.
Channel 94.1. You're listening to The Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
All right, thank you. What am I thanking the voice person?
Thank you, voice guy. He's not a voice guy. He's alive. He's a tiny little man in the other room.
That's what that guy is doing. I didn't know what that guy was here for.
Mm-hmm.
That little guy in that room over there.
Yes, that's him.
Jeez.
He's the voice man.
I thought he did. You know, I don't even know what he did. We've been here for, 13 years? And I didn't know he was the man behind doing that thing. This is... Well, I guess I can't say it does it on time. So, all right. Thank you, little voice guy.
Little
Who's
man.
The lady? Is that a little lady, too? I haven't
you
seen her.
Send them words and they say them.
Well, thank you so much. All right. So, today's first day of summer. Is that what you said, Molly, earlier?
It is.
Is it
summer,
really?
summer.
So, this is the longest day of the year? Longest summer of the year or whatever?
Solstice. Yeah? Summer solstice started at 11 o'clock, like last night. That's the deal. But it is, you know, the longest day of the year. So, most sunlight... that we're going to see, and then every day gets a little bit shorter as we work our way back to the winter.
But if you have something planned today, it's like totally efficient.
You bet.
If
you
got an outdoor project or maybe like a camping trip, I mean, you're going to get
all the daylight.
You're going to get a lot of daylight.
Yeah.
I thought this was really interesting. So I always love it because they'll put up like interesting facts about the solstice. Like learn a little something about the world we live in. Did you know that watermelon is a vegetable?
Mm-mm.
Apparently it is.
What does that have to do with the solstice?
It's just summer facts. Like, you know what I mean? Like interesting summer facts or whatever. The world, the word solstice is...
Now, is that because it doesn't grow on a tree?
It's part of the like cucumber, pumpkin, squash family.
Huh. I had no idea.
Neither did I.
It's like a gourd, right?
Yeah. It's not like a... It's not like a melon. It's part of that other...
It seems fruity. We like to think it's a fruit, but
right.
It's a vegetable.
But like you always find out that like tomatoes are fruits. They're not vegetables. And so now here I'm learning that watermelon is a vegetable and not a fruit. So
did you just
say
tomatoes are fruit?
Yes.
I guess I didn't realize that either.
Yeah, tomatoes.
Blowing minds, man.
Mind blown.
Here are two little fun food summer facts for you. Tomatoes, fruits. Watermelons, vegetables. I mean, roll into your day with that one at the water cooler. You're welcome, listeners. No, it's the summer solstice. I love this. So up, I guess, in Fairbanks, Alaska, since the sun is out for almost 24 hours, they have this huge baseball game that starts at 10 o'clock at night and ends at around 1 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
And it doesn't need any artificial lighting. Like, they just play because it's like white nights. Is what they call it, you know.
Okay.
So it's the 24 hours of
that's
sunlight.
Tonight.
Yeah, that'll be tonight.
Someplace in Alaska?
Fairbanks, Alaska. Every year on the summer solstice, a unique ball game is played in Fairbanks, Alaska on the solstice since the sun is out for almost 24 hours there. The game begins around 10 p.m., ends around 1 a.m. without any artificial lighting. The tradition originated in 1906 and has been played every year since 1960 by the Alaska Gold Panners.
Mm, and are they going to serve watermelon or tomatoes?
Can I get you a fruit or a vegetable? Well, obviously, I'll take the fruit. And then they hand you a tomato. You're like, aye!
I bet you could probably fool most people with that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't know about the watermelon being a veggie deal. The dog days of summer. Did you ever wonder why it was called that? The dog days of summer?
No, I've never wondered. What is it? Why is it called that?
So the name comes about because the Greeks and the Romans associated the hottest days of summer. The dog days of summer are typically between July 3rd and August 11th. Those are considered the dog days of summer. And the reason that they're called that is because the Greeks and the Romans, back before they understood, you know, the universe and everything, they attributed the being so hot because of a star in the sky called the Sirius, the dog star. And so they thought that because the dog star was so bright that it was adding extra heat to the planet. And so during that time, they would call them the dog days because those were the hottest days. And that was because the dog star was shining so bright with the sun.
But most people think, and they're incorrect, that dog days are the hot days because dogs lie around in the heat.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people are like, dog days, they're like, because dogs are lazy, lay around, hot dog. Like, what is, it has absolutely nothing to do with canines at all.
And the more important fun fact is that Dog Star is actually the band that Keanu Reeves is a bass player in.
I was wondering that. Yeah. Is it called Dog Star? Yeah. No, it's Dark. That's Dark Star.
No, it's Dog Star.
Dog Star.
Dog Star is Keanu's band.
Dog Star.
Yeah.
You saw them at the Ranch Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen them.
Dog Star.
Dog Star.
And Keanu is on stage like, don't look at me. I'm not Keanu, the guy from the movies. I'm just in a band right now. And everyone's staring at him. Look at the singer. And the lead singer, everyone else in the band is like, this isn't working out.
They need to put him
in. No one's listening to the lyrics.
No, not at all. They're just foaming at the mouth at Keanu.
Keanu.
So today is the first day.
That's right, baby.
Yes. Summer.
First day of summer.
When is the last day of summer?
When you get the autumnal equinox will be that, and then the winter solstice. So every day starts getting shorter from here on in when we get all the way to December 20th. Okay. When the days start getting longer again. So those are the two halves.
But the next
celebration is the autumnal equinox. That's when like autumn starts and everyone's like, hey, fall.
So summer ends September 22nd.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
That's when the autumnal equinox
is. So enjoy it. I do kind of, I don't really care for the light being this out this late, you know, 10 o'clock at night.
It's why? Just,
I don't like it. I like a little bit in the evening
do
before
you?
I go to sleep. You know,
oh,
before
that sounds,
I light. Oh, I don't love
understand
it.
How griefer old man that sounds.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, my God. What has happened?
I got such more fond memories.
You no, I hate it. I can't stand it. I want to sit on the porch. I don't want to sit on the I want to sit on my rocking chair, and I want to feel the cool air without the sun on my face. No, I just don't like it. I watched a movie last night. I had to shut all the drapes because the sun was shining in. I'm like,
the
damn
drapes.
Sun.
Oh you just God. Used the word drapes.
You weren't even outside in it. You were inside. You were bugged by the sun. The light that was outside and you were indoors. That's terrible.
Yeah, isn't that awful?
He had to shut the drapes.
What else? Yeah,
come on, man.
Were you sucking on some hard candy?
Got a sucker.
He's becoming old. Drapes. That is your. I was going to say that's something. I was thinking that it was something, but it's not.
I mean, think about the opposite when you were young.
I know. That's different.
And you were fighting off the dying of the day.
Yeah.
And a night like tonight where the sun is still out at 9.
Oh,
and you're
yeah.
Like, yes.
The kids had conned me earlier in the day because they're like, I'd forgotten that it was the summer solstice and they asked if they could stay up and catch fireflies. And I was like, yeah, when the sun's done, you know, when it starts getting dark.
They're like, we're like, young. We want to stretch out this day. Right now, our existence is only this day. You're old enough to be like, just call it a day. There's going to be another one tomorrow. It's just
trust
the
me.
Same stupid stuff tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it goes on forever until you die. And nothing changes.
Wow. Talk about grief for old man.
Saying, that's where he's at.
Okay. I was like, wow.
This is him.
You're channeling your inner party.
I would have let him. I would have let the kids run out and catch those fireflies.
Oh, they did, but so, I forgot. Yeah. Like, I was like, oh, yeah. Then all of a sudden it got to be
night.
Like, yeah. I'm like, mother of pearl.
Channel 94.1.
What's going on with that retired superstar.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah. Daniel Day-Lewis.
Can you believe that? Wow.
One of our greatest actors.
Mm-hmm.
He's the winningest actor ever at the Acting Olympics. He's won the most golds.
He's
the Michael Phelps of acting. I will find him. Daniel Day says he's shutting it down at age 60. Now, the guy, it seems like he does a movie like every decade.
I know. So. I know. I'm with you. It's, I mean, I...
He goes all in, though, when he does it.
That's
so, like, the
says.
Last big one that he did was Lincoln. And then before that, There Will Be Blood. And then, you know, he did that, like, the big breakout one for him was My Left Foot, where he played that disabled writer artist.
It says he's got a movie called Phantom Thread that comes out in February.
Okay, so that must be...
Set in the fashion world of the 1950s London, a dressmaker is commissioned to design for members of high society and the royal family.
He likes doing old
and
movies.
And I don't know if he's the lead. It builds him as it. So did things go great and he's ending on a awesome note, or did they not go? You know, he said when he... So the last movie we saw before it was Lincoln, and he said... He stayed in that character for like a year.
His wife's like, yes, he did.
I mean, that's how badass of an actor Daniel Day-Lewis is that he goes in and says he's going to talk like this. There was no recording of Lincoln.
Oh.
People were like, he talked with a high voice.
Yeah.
Do you know how much stones that would take?
Everyone else would go, I'm Lincoln. I'm going to just do a Lincoln-y voice.
You're right. Mm-hmm. You're right.
And he was like, no, I think he talked like this.
That's a big gamble.
That's actually awesome.
That's a gamble.
Oh my! Can you imagine having a conversation? Hey, what'd you do this weekend, there, Daniel?
I went out and barbecued with my friend.
He has a wife and three children. Maybe they're the ones that are like, you know, we don't know if we can survive another Lincoln.
Right?
Maybe you just need to go ahead.
What if you're the director and you don't like it? You're like, Daniel Day-Lewis, I can't say anything.
Yeah,
no,
buddy.
You can't.
So, Gangs of New York, he was amazing. Bill the Butcher, There Will Be Blood.
Yes.
Last of the Mohicans, the Boxer, The Crucible, and The Name of the Father.
Yeah.
Age of Innocence, I remember him in that. That was like a period drama.
Party's
Winona Ryder.
Favorite movie is My Left Foot.
I just heard this morning that he did something. He was in a wheelchair forever. Preparing
My Left
for
Foot.
This. Yeah,
yeah,
because of his not being able to. I don't know why. I've never seen My Left
so
Foot.
So he's what you call a method actor. So he goes all in. I mean, it is method actors can get really, I mean, depending on how deeply they go. But
I don't come out of character to the DVD commentary.
Exactly.
I'm just a dude playing a dude playing a dude.
Yes.
Greatest movie ever.
It can be a little intense. He's remained in high demand, but he's been very selective. He often waits years between projects. And I guess this is it. He's talked about this before, about the fact that, like, you know, at some point I'll hang up the old hat. I mean,
that's
I don't
60.
Necessarily. Yeah.
Don't you remember? So the famous thing when it comes to method, if you've ever seen a movie called Marathon Man.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a young Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah, that's...
And he's getting chased by a Nazi who escaped Nazi Germany, and he's now living in America. So for this big chase scene, Dustin Hoffman stayed up all night and, like, supposedly ran around New York City.
Did
a bunch of cocaine.
Like a crazy man?
Yeah. And shows up at the set exhausted. He's just so in character.
Have you guys seen that, right?
And Laurence of Olivier says, why don't you just act?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
They pulled his teeth out.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I watched that as a kid. I will still remember that scene of him being, that whole scene of him yanking. Oh, geez.
Well, it's weird. So method acting is like this Lee Strasberg studio in New York. And that's like where NYU, where I went to school, that's where I studied. We studied at that. And that was one of the big warnings. So I studied method acting in college. And that was one of the big things that they were like, listen, everything in moderation, because apparently, like, Lee Strasberg, who, you know, was the method actor, he used to get really angry with De Niro because, like, De Niro gained all that weight for Raging Bull. And he's like, that's not the point. Like, the point is like you said, it's like Laurence Olivier, just act. Like, you
know,
you don't
Laurence
have to
Olivier
like.
Is like, I'm the guy chasing you. I'm the evil Nazi. He's like, I stayed in my trailer all night last night.
Woo, got a good night's rest.
It's called acting. I'm an actor.
Yeah, people go crazy, though. They'll, like, really drink the method acting Kool-Aid and, like, go all in, where there was this one guy, the Hazarding Tale, was like, he's like, I was playing a heroin addict and I'd never tried heroin before. You're like, well, don't try it. Like, channel something that makes you feel that crazy. And he's like, well, I tried heroin and then I became a heroin addict. You're like, and my career tanked. You're like, all right, well, that's a good thing to know not to do.
Well, when- so we are quite sad that Daniel Day-Lewis says he's retiring from acting at the age of 60. So we'll all have to watch for that last movie of his.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which comes out in February. Called The Phantom Thread.
Ooh. John Hamm is apparently dating Chris Evans' ex, Denny Slate. They were seen leaving the movie theater in Hollywood together, prompting speculation that maybe the two of them are romantic.
Well, how was she walking? Was she walking?
Stop it.
Did she still walk? If she could still walk, maybe they're just friends.
They called him the Hamaconda.
My hamaconda don't want none.
Yeah.
Hamaconda.
I love Jenny Slate. She's a tiny little girl.
Little tiny person. Tiny. Almost as big as his hamaconda. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
From the Eat Fit Go studio.
This is the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station,
Channel 94.1.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.